In Kentucky, the first Saturday in May is always set aside for the Kentucky Derby. The 129th edition goes off at Churchill Downs on Saturday afternoon. John Clay is a sports columnist with the Lexington Herald Leader. He's covering the Derby and joins us now by phone from his home in Lexington, Kentucky. John Clay, appreciate you joining us.
Good to be here.
You were out at the track this morning. A couple of favorites this year. Who are they?
The favorite this year is a horse by the name of Empire Maker, which is owned by Judmont Farms, which is owned by Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. He is a horse that won the Florida Derby, which is a prep race for the Kentucky Derby. He won that race by 9.5 lengths, which was the largest margin in the 52-year history of that race. He then won the Wood Memorial in New York at Aqueduct, which placed him as the favorite to the Kentucky Derby, and the morning line odds, the betting odds that go into the race, have him at 6-5, which means he's the lowest priced favorite in the race in over a decade, going back to 1992 in a horse called Arazi.
Now, there are a couple of celebrity owners at the Kentucky Derby this year, particularly Rhythm and Blues, and fans have to be astonished. Phil Chess has a horse in the race.
That's correct. Phil Chess, who with his brother Leonard Chess owned the Macomba Lounge in Chicago back in the 1940s, in which a lot of blues acts from the Mississippi Delta came up and played. And the lounge were very popular, so the Chess brothers decided to form their own record company, Chess Records, and such basically legendary artists such as Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, they all recorded on Chess Records. Leonard Chess died in 1969, and Phil Chess sold the record company and moved to Tucson and retired and became interested in quarter horses and got to know Bob Baffert, the trainer who has won three of the last six Kentucky Derbies. And in the past 3 years, Baffert has trained thoroughbreds for Mr. Chess, and this year they came up with a horse called Indian Express, who is actually from Panama. They got from Panama Lafitte Pinkai, who is the all-time leading winner jockey, won the most races. He recommended that Baffert buy the horse, and he did for Mr. Chess, and here they are in the Kentucky Derby.
Now, Lafitte Pinkai, also from Panama, and of course it's been a boon to headline writers who can all describe Mr. Chess does knows diddly about horses and all of that sort of thing. The culture of the Derby, do people still come out to the race? Are the women wearing hats, and is this the one time of the year that millions of people will choke down a mint julep?
That's correct. It's really sort of a melting pot of cultures. In Louisville on Derby Day, in the infield you have college students, people who are there just to basically drink and party and have a good time in their lawn chairs and their blankets, who don't even really see the horses because there are so many people, and from their vantage point they can't see a whole lot, and they don't really care. Then you have the serious bettor who is up in the stands, and then up on the terrace in Millionaire's Row, you have the affluent, you have the owners, you have the celebrities, who a lot of whom are brought in to watch the Derby. Janet Jackson this year is supposedly a big attraction. Former presidents have come to the Derby. George W. Bush has been here, not as president, but has been here with his father to witness the Derby. So you really have a lot of a clash of cultures and classes all coming together on one day, the first Saturday of May in Louisville.
We're not going to let you get away without picking a winner. What's your choice?
I would pick, I'd have to pick Empire Maker, but I have a soft spot in my heart for Indian Express because of Mr. Chess. And I think Peace Rules, another horse that Bobby Frankel, who also trains Empire Maker, I think he is also a very good horse and has an excellent chance to win.
Well, good luck to them all. Thanks very much.
Well, thanks for having me.
John Clay is a sports columnist for the Lexington Herald Leader, and he was with us by phone from his home in Lexington, Kentucky. And, of course, the 129th running of the Kentucky Derby set for Churchill Downs on Saturday afternoon. In Washington, regrettably, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.